Welcome back to All of It on WNYC. It's almost Valentine's Day, and for so many of us, that means going out to dinner with those we love. But sometimes it can be hard to know where to take this person or persons, especially if they have dietary restrictions or even picky. Eaters senior restaurant critic Robert Sitsuma joins us now for a pre-Valentine's Day call-in special. Robert is here to answer your questions about where to take your loved ones who might be vegan or gluten-free, or maybe they're just straight-up picky. We will have recommendations for you. Our number is 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. Or you can tweet at us at All of It WNYC. Or maybe you just want to share a spot that you like on Valentine's Day. We always like to hear about those. You know our listeners love to weigh in, Robert.
Of course. Hi, Allison.
Hi. So let's start with our vegetarian friends.
Yes.
Where is a great romantic, lovely place to take someone who is a vegetarian?
Oh, have I got a place for you. One thing, if you're trying to honor a person who's vegetarian, don't take him or her to a place where it's like eight different steaks and three vegetarian entrees. Poor vegetarians are always ending up going to places where there's only a tiny proportion of vegetarian dishes. So let's go to a real vegetarian place. Why not? You meat eaters, you can stand it. You can.
Just a straight up vegetarian
exactly.
joint.
And my strange and interesting recommendation is Vatan, which is in Murray Hill. It's a restaurant from Gujarat. It's made up to look like a Gujarati village on two levels with little huts. And inside the huts, there are little booths.
Ooh, you had me at huts, though.
Oh, my God. No, it's so great, because anytime you can eat in an enclosed space or a space that has a curtain or a booth even, you know, it's much more romantic because you kind of have a certain sense of privacy. Anyway, this place offers only one meal. There's no trying to decipher the menu. It's a menu that's all you can eat. And they bring you like four or five courses of vegetarian Gujarati food, which consists of flatbreads and dals and curried vegetables and things like that. And it's just, the food is luscious. And anytime you want something more, you want some more of something, you just like ask and they bring it to you. And of course, do I have to tell you that the wait staff is dressed up in kind of ethnographic costumes, so.
That in Murray Hill. That's an interesting location for...
It is. Well, it's near what is often known as Curry Hill, which is the Indian shopping strip along Lexington. But it's over on 3rd, and it has a big, beautiful elephant embossed on the front of the restaurant, kind of like a beacon. It's an astonishing restaurant.
And it sounds like one of those dining experiences. And I'm not saying that in a sort of a snarky way. Like, it's a real experience to go...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and relaxing and fun and maybe good for you.
Michael in Far Rockaway has a vegetarian restaurant recommendation. Hi, Michael.
Okay, thank you. There's a couple of places I've been thinking about while I've been waiting to get on the air. Thank you for putting me on. The first place that comes to mind has a very interesting 60s kind of hippie name, Caravan of Dreams.
I know it, yes.
Yes.
Okay, and so you could talk about it more better than I, since you do know about it. The other one is, I've not been to it yet, but it sounds very interesting. It's the Mount Vernon Museum Garden, and they are a historic landmark building, 61st Street between 1st Avenue and York. And I...
Wait, this is in Manhattan?
Yeah, even though it's called Mount Vernon.
Huh.
I don't know why, but... I haven't Googled it, but it has occasionally a lunch and talk on ancient. There was one recently about ancient Greek culture and legends, like the mythology.
Ooh, so you get food and a little bit of culture. That sounds amazing. Thank
it
you
does
so
sound
much.
Good, yeah.
For calling, Mike. Our number is 212-433-9692.
That Caravan of Dreams is a good choice. It's kind of semi-subterranean, so it's kind of secretive. And Eric Asimov reviewed it decades ago. And it's one of this class of hippie vegetarian restaurants, of which Quantum Leap and Village Natural are another one. And, you know, it's like going back in time. And also super relaxing. And there are places where you can actually carry on a conversation because they're not like playing like really loud music and stuff. So, yeah, no, I think those are all good. Also, they don't know anything from, you know, Valentine's Day. There's not, they're not going to have like some punishing Valentine's Day menu, which only has two entrees and costs three times what the normal menu costs. So
let's take Charles in Manhattan. He has a vegetarian suggestion. Hi, Charles.
Hey, how are you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you great. What's your suggestion?
Excellent. Well, listen, I think this guy's probably heard of the place. They took a paper mill warehouse and made it the Paper Mill Hotel. It's on Northern Boulevard. It's in Queens. And they moved in a very famous vegetarian restaurant that was got famous when they were small. And now they're in a hotel. And I don't know their name, but I went there on someone's birthday. And you could, if you look up the Paper Mill Hotel, it's the only restaurant in it, and it's really fabulous. It's
in what neighborhood is this in? Because Northern Boulevard goes
Northern
the whole
Boulevard,
length of Queens.
Where all the car companies are, where all the car dealers are.
Oh, so maybe Woodside or something? Or?
Yeah.
We're talking near Queens.
Astoria, close to the, you know those Astoria Studios?
Yes.
Right. It's on Northern Boulevard, and it's called the Paper Mill Hotel.
Wow.
If you look up the Paper Mill Hotel, you'll get the restaurant, because one day I was in an art gallery, and a woman bartender told me that they were famous in a small place, and when the hotel opened up, the hotel rooms looked like Artist's Loft, because it's a loft building. It was a paper mill.
Huh.
So it's called the Paper Mill Hotel. And the other place I like is called Bubby's. Everybody, I think, knows that.
Oh, it's called our Google Meisters have gotten to it, and it's called the Paper Factory Hotel. There
nice.
You go.
Well, I'm there.
My guest is Robert Sietsema. He is the senior restaurant critic for Eater. If you have a question for Robert, give us a call, 212-433-9692. All right, let's move. I want to move on a little bit because I want to get some other folks besides our vegetarian folks. A lot of people love Italian food.
Oh, God,
but,
yes.
But, you know, it seems like, how do you pick an Italian restaurant in this town?
Well, there's so many of them, and the kinds of restaurants you want to go to are the old-fashioned Southern Italian restaurants, which smother things in a sprightly tomato sauce. That kind of tomato sauce is often called lusty. So, and how did these sexual connotations arrive with the Southern Italian food? And the reason is that the original English name for tomato was a love apple, believe it or not. And people were kind of afraid of them because they thought they had this aphrodisiacal quality. So, and also there's all, you know, there's generations of Italian crooners. You know, and my recommendation for one of my favorite places is a place called Michael's of Brooklyn, which is in Sheepshead Bay, not too hard to get to on the subway near mm-hmm. Marine Park. And they have a raised platform, and there's a guy in tails up there playing romantic songs on the piano. And the menu is mainly what Seymour Bricky called red and dead. You know, tomato sauce dishes, but also they have a lot of like modern things. Like you can get a caprese salad and things that are either light or heavy. You can get like cutlets and meatballs and anything you want.
Oh, that's an excellent suggestion. My guest is Robert Sietsema from Eater. We are trying to figure out great places to take people on Valentine's Day who might have certain food specifications or want a particular type of food. Robert is going to walk us through some suggestions. If you have a question for Robert, give us a call, 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. So we give our vegetarian friends many options. What about the people who just want meat?
And there are many of you out there. Please raise your hands if you're a big meat eater. But yeah, I'm going to give you some unusual places, because if you try to get into Luger on Valentine's Day evening, forget about it. I mean, forget about it. But there are a whole bunch of places, especially other ethnicities than German, which is what Luger is. There's a wonderful series of Argentine barbecue places, including... Oh, yeah, like La Fusta, which is in Elmhurst. And it is this ancient, cavernous, twisty and turny, well-decorated restaurant with a horse racing theme, believe it or not. So there's like pictures of horses all over the place and jockeys, and which puts you in the mood to eat meat, and perhaps mm-hmm. not horse meat, but these Argentine places, and Rincon Criollo down on Junction Boulevard is another example. And both of these places, you know, you can kind of, if you want, you can really pick your own steak, because the Rincon Criollo is actually a meat market too, and you can get all these different crazy cuts of steak because the Argentines butcher their beef differently. But you get into it, you know, like skirt steak is big. All of these places have a lot of organ meats, too, if you're like an awful fancier. You can get sweetbreads, and you can get chicharrones, and you can get all sorts of different meat cuts. Chitterlings are one thing that's really, really good there. So, yeah, pick one of those Argentine places or a Brazilian place, like if you want to go upscale, Churrascaria Plataforma.
Oh, yeah.
Which is one of those places where people wear these ridiculous guys in gaucho outfits come running from table to table with the meat on swords. And, of course, you're afraid they're going to trip and, like, impale you.
But they're professionals.
So, they're professionals, so they never trip. So, you can eyeball the meat when it comes up already barbecued and steaming with heat and odors, and you pick it, and then they cut it right at your table onto your plate. And you can have usually one price gets you as much as you can eat. So if you want to just eat meat, these places also, by the way, have buffets with a lot of vegetables and things like feijoada and all sorts of, you know, pan de queijo and all sorts of other things. So you can get away from the meat for a few minutes.
We do have someone who quite literally pulled over because he had a question for you. This is Craig from Forest Hills on line 2. Hi, Craig.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing great. What's your question?
Well, it's along the lines of meat, actually. I was wondering if you guys could recommend a good place for kebab on Valentine's Day.
Oh, God, yes.
Your lucky day, Craig.
in Rigo Park, not far from where you are, is Chebrichnaya, which is actually a kosher Uzbeki restaurant. And they have just all these different kebabs. And the dirty secret of all of the Uzbeki restaurants is, like Texans, they will only cook over wood or charcoal. They insist upon that flavor, which makes the meat more flavorful and so cheap, you can't believe it. I'm not trying to get them to raise their prices, but you can get kebabs for $3 or $4 a piece with a lot of meat on them, plus all sorts of unusual breads, including one that looks like a matzah that's kind of a parabolic cracker, and all sorts of kind of shredded vegetable salads, too, to go along with it. And they're so good with French fries because they cook them and then they dump garlic all over them.
And what was the name of the place again?
Chebrichnaya.
Chebrichnaya.
Don't ask me to spell it. It's Chebrichnaya.
There you go, Craig.
In Rigo Park.
In Rigo Park, Craig. Happy Valentine's Day. Sounds like it's going to be a delicious time. My guest is Robert Sietsema, restaurant critic, senior restaurant critic from Eater. Gluten-free, folks.
Oh, my God.
How do we help out our gluten-free friends find a lovely Valentine's Day?
There's a lot of different gluten-free food around here that is naturally, gluten-free. Of course, you can go to one of the pizza parlors like Kesty, where they advertise gluten-free crusts, and you can get around the problem that way. But even better, go to a cuisine where they don't really have much gluten. For example, a corn-based cuisine like Mexican. If you go to El Cantonero, right on University Place, which is an ancient Mexican restaurant that kind of serves more Tex-Mex, there you can get the sizzling fajitas, and it comes with corn tortillas. I mean, there really is not any gluten there. Enchiladas, you can get anything you want.
Seafood, I guess, would be a good choice, too.
Seafood is great. Well, yeah, for seafood, I mean, anytime, any of those poke places, for example, and there's actually a few good ones, believe it or not, those would be good for gluten-free because the emphasis is on seafood, so.
All right, we've got Turner, who is calling on line 1 from Chinatown. Hi, Turner.
Hi, I'm so excited. I finally get to be on the air.
And we're very excited to have you on the air.
Welcome.
So I have a question and then also some gluten-free shout-outs. Where would you like me to start?
Give me two gluten-free shout-outs.
Sure. So Senza Gluten in the West Village, they're a totally gluten-free restaurant. So even if you got some celiac folks, like the whole kitchen's gluten-free. And I've taken gluten eaters there and they were shocked at how good everything was. So that's my number one. And also you touched on Mexican food. Sushi's also super glutard friendly. And just make sure they got tamari before you go.
All right. Excellent. Tana, what's your question?
So my boyfriend's actually down with the flu, and so instead of our plans for tomorrow night, I wanted to surprise him with some great takeout. He's on the Upper East Side, like in the high 80s, low 90s. Anything you recommend?
Let's see. Takeout. There's a new carryout sandwich place. somewhere up on 2nd Avenue, and I'm trying to remember the name of it. Of course, if you go to any of the kind of Jewish delis, 2nd Avenue Deli has a branch up on the Upper East Side. You could easily get some matzo ball soup, and you could get like a pastrami sandwich. So let me use that as my response, because I'm not remembering at the moment the new sandwich place, but...
All right, it'll come to you in a little bit. A lot of folks are on Paleo and Whole 30. Are there restaurants that you know that you think, okay, I don't want to blow my diet, but I want to go out for Valentine's Day?
As you can imagine, since there are 50,000 restaurants in New York City, at least several of them have gone for many of these what are sometimes known as food fads. But for Paleo, there's a place called Spring Bone that has zucchini pasta and stuff like that.
Oh, nice.
Where it's completely paleo oriented. So that would be the poke places like Norita in the East Village and Makana on the Upper East Side and the Upper West Side are good for keto, I'm told. And so is the Shake Shack if you throw the bun away.
Brian on line 3 is calling from Brooklyn, and Brian has a question. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how are you? My girlfriend loves Mexican food. We're like in the Gowanus, like Williamsburg area, and haven't been able to really like find anything.
Oh my God, you haven't been to Claro? Have you been to Claro?
Oh, we have heard, but we just haven't gotten out there. Is that definitely an absolute?
Oh, it's fantastic.
I need to get out
there? And they have a lot of Oaxacan food. It's right on 3rd Avenue there. It's right near the canal, so that's absolutely fantastic. Ocho Moco in Greenpoint is really good. On the other hand, if you just want, you know, plebeian, wonderful, inexpensive Mexican food, just head out to Bushwick and walk down Myrtle Avenue, and you'll find...
Like a Tex-Mex type of...
Well, Tex-Mex, like I say, I would go to El Cantinero. There's that place Javelina, which is actually much better than it ever was when it first opened, and they all have Tex-Mex stuff.
Yeah, Javelina's good.
Well, Claro, that sounds phenomenal. Thank you so much. I'm going to check that out.
Sure.
All right, cool, Brian. So I have a question for you. My friends and I on... We don't often celebrate Cinco de Mayo. We celebrate Cuatro de Mayo.
Oh, smart.
Because
smart.
Cinco de Mayo just seems a little extra these days.
You know, it's an American holiday. It's not really a Mexican holiday.
I know. What do you think about the idea of just staying in tomorrow night, maybe going out tonight or Friday?
Well, my God, that's the best idea that I've heard for a long time, because frankly, most restaurants are a big jip on Valentine's Day. They usually have a special menu with only 2 entrees instead of 20. They charge you twice as much. They include bad alcohol. You know, it's horrible. I mean, but if you could imagine going out tonight or going out the day after, that is the 16th, you know, you're going to get much better deals. You're going to find restaurants actually empty. You know, and there's nothing more romantic than being in an empty restaurant where it's quiet and you can get exactly what you want and order a nice bottle of wine rather than the swill that they're trying to sell you. So,
we've got about a minute left.
So go out tonight, yeah.
Just a restaurant you like, didn't really necessarily have to fit in this category, you think might be a nice place to go on Valentine's Day.
I would say Avant Garden, which is this kind of experimental vegetarian restaurant in the East Village that has just amazing food that's a little different than you might expect, and not quite as expensive as you might have feared.
My guest has been Robert Sietsema, senior restaurant critic from Eater. Thank you, and friend of the show. Thanks for coming in again. Great
Thanks,
recommendations.
Allison.
I'm going to Vatan at some point.
Oh, you're
going to
love it.
I can't wait. I'll take pictures. I'll put it on Instagram. Robert, thanks a lot. You've been listening to All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart, and I'll see you next time. Yeah.